True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Usually joins us on Tuesday. He was very gracious to move to Thursday here. Huge Cleveland fan, media member, NBC Sports. The man's got his hands in every pot. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way that came out. But John Fanta on the fan hotline joining us now. What's up, buddy?
What is happening, fellas? Happy game week. Here we go. 3 days away from Cleveland Browns football for real. I'm excited. I'm ready. And now you can feel it. Can't wait for the lakefront, the scene on Sunday afternoon. It is the Battle of Ohio. It will always move the needle. And in week one, I'm excited.
John, what everybody wants to know is, are you willing to guarantee a week one Browns victory?
Why not?
Yay!
Fanta, lock it in.
I don't love when we start a guarantee with why not, but yeah!
It's not too convincing, but go for it.
I think the Browns are going to win this game, and I think they're going to win this game because Kevin Stefanski has Zach Taylor's number. Joe Flacco is going to come prepared and attentive to detail, I feel. I think the Browns are comfortable playing the Bengals. I think that Jerry Jeudy and Cedric Tillman, along with David Njoku, they get into some sort of a rhythm. I think the passing game gets into a rhythm against the Bengals defense that has question marks, guys. Cincinnati's defense has several question marks. Did not look encouraging in the preseason either, albeit limited, but did not look encouraging. And I got to tell you, there's nothing that intrigues me and excites me more heading into Sunday, and based on listening to Jim Schwartz's comments today, than this defensive line. I think the Browns are going to have one of the better defensive lines, knock on wood, provided they're healthy, in football. And I think that Mason Graham is going to be a stud. I love Malik Collins. Think he's going to bring something to the table. And I just think that Myles Garrett, along with this huge contract, you know, the hunger, the drive, he's got to take it to another level. He now has the pieces, the weapons around him to do so. If they, in fact, hit on Mason Graham, and he becomes the kind of player that I think we all hope he can be. When you have two of those players on the football field, it's got to make Mason Graham better that he's on the same field as Myles Garrett. It's got to make Malik Collins, Alex Wright better if they're on the same field as Myles Garrett. And you can go right line to the linebackers as well. I want to see this front four get pressure on Joe Burrow. History would suggest, regardless of how you feel about the Cleveland Browns, history would suggest that the Browns know how to rattle Joe Burrow, pressure Joe Burrow, and make his life difficult. With the amount of prep time, with it being week one, at home, I think that the Browns are going to cause six. I think they find a way to win this game. I think they do so 24-20.
Okay, so he doesn't have them covering.
Yeah. Well, we liked it. All I heard was the Browns are going to win.
Browns are winning, so they would be covering, but that's my mistake there. All right, John.
covering.
In my head, I still thought you were giving the Bengals the win in the 24-20 side of things.
No.
All right, real quick, John, you sound like a computer.
You're underwater. You're underwater
so
right now.
So we're going to go ahead and have Jake Murren, because that's his last name. Jake Murren, put him on hold, see if we can get John's connection a little bit better.
Sometimes,
there.
You know, like Kevin Kugler's on the air, and we're like, oh, do you correct him about saying the wrong name, Shador, in the real time, or do you just be friendly about it and don't do that type of thing, you know? Because it's always awkward, right? Like, what do you do? He just said Shador's name really wrong. Do you correct him, or you just bring it up next segment and then make a deal about it? You never really know, right? And so in this instance, I'm like, well, do I tell John that the Browns have lost 4 out of their last 5 against the Bengals, or do I just let him continue thinking this is 2022?
I've noticed you've said that when he's not on the line.
Well, I'm waiting for him to get on the line. So is this are we gonna face him head on here in this instance?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Okay, I'm ready. John.
All right, go toe to toe, tip to tip.
John, you mentioned Kevin Stefanski and his domination of Zach Taylor. I would argue the idea that the Bengals have won 4 out of the last 5 in this series. I think from 2018 to 2022, there was no more dominance than what the Browns were able to do on the Bengals. But I think I fear too many of people in this fan base, and myself to a degree, we're living too much with what happened with Baker Mayfield and Donovan Peoples-Jones as opposed to what's actually going on with this current version of the Browns.
Okay. Last year, to me, is an absolute disaster to the maximum degree that does not fully reflect anybody actually in the organization. Okay, I pinned last year 80% of it on Deshaun Watson, the problems that he caused in that locker room, the amount of bad that he did from the jump. It's an absolute negative that he's still even in that building. Okay, it is. I get why he's in the building. I get the business side of it. But guys, I believe in Kevin Stefanski, and I still think that he is a good football coach. And I think he's going to show it in this game on Sunday. And this is why we talk weekly, because I will eat my words on Tuesday. If they're committing illegal shifts and they look out of sorts and they're making mistakes and it's a slop fest, I'll apologize. I'll say I'm wrong. But, Jonathan, I'm asking for you to give this guy a chance to show you again that multi-NFL coach of the year is in his DNA. And that he knows how to scheme and plan with the right players and with the right attitude and the right people. Guys, how far into last year in the week 1 game against Dallas did you think to yourself, we are screwed? It did not take me long.
It was like 2 drives.
It didn't take. Yeah, exactly. 2 drives. Everybody knew it. We all knew that that quarterback didn't have it, and then that has a trickle-down effect because they were lying to themselves last year. They went to those press conferences, and they said that guy gave them the best shot to win, and they were lying to themselves because they made a horrible transaction. And that has its repercussions, and it will have its repercussions this season. It's why I believe that this is a 6-win football team. But on Sunday, I think you're going to see why the Browns dominated from 2018 to 2022, coupled with the fact that 2 years ago, in a game where Watson did not do much at all, what happened in week 1 against the Bengals, the Browns dominated that game. They won that game by a score of 24-3. It was non-competitive. Watson only threw for 154 yards. His impact was minuscule. I think you see Joe Flacco manage this game well. I think he's connected with his guys. And I think the Browns defense makes a statement. I think Jim Schwartz makes a statement that, hey, if we get a little bit of competence on offense, which we did not have last year, the Browns had the worst offense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
If we get a little bit of competence on offense, look what our defense can do when we actually get a chance to breathe on the bench. That's my theory on Sunday, and I think that it will show.
John, how long do those two Coach of the Years carry coming off a 3-14 season? Like, is this the last season? If he has a bad year, is this the last season you can just fall back on a multi-Coach of the Year award-winning coach?
Well, this goes back to my question that I think we've debated since July. What do you define as a good year for Kevin Stefanski, guys?
This year?
Yeah.
Probably 7 wins, I would say. Fair?
So I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with
you.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
Very fair. And I think that's a reflection of this roster not being good enough, and that goes beyond Stefanski. But He can't just win three or four games and keep his job.
What about five games?
I don't care. Well, it depends how the five are. It depends how the year goes at that point for me, because
John, it depends how the five
argue,
are.
Well, yeah,
looking for
guys,
five hot
wins. We got eight total wins in 2 years, and we got to see how it looks.
Well, but again, this is where the biggest problem is with this organization. The coach's vision doesn't match what the organization's vision is. If the coach is in fact fighting for his job, which we all know he is, if you're going to tank the last 5 weeks of the season, okay, and you're going to play rookies, how am I honestly supposed to judge the coach on whether he wins or loses games if his team's competing and it's clear that the game plan's good enough, but the talent on the field's not good enough? That's my problem with this argument. And I think we've had it all summer, and we're going to continue to have it during the season. Like, if his team looks undisciplined and looks terrible with Joe Flacco, who's a seasoned veteran and should know how to run an offense, not saying that he's a top 10 quarterback in the league. I'm not saying he's better than bottom five. I think that's ridiculous. Like, I think that's crazy. I think it'll show on Sunday. But for me, the Browns could get to a point where they're going to very much willingly tank. And then at that point, how are you supposed to judge your head coach when you are actively trying to lose games? That's my problem with this argument on what the exact count is for him to keep his job.
Unfortunately, John, I think the end result on that is going to be the judgment has already taken place in the first 5 years of the season. Stefanski's just not hip to that idea yet.
Explain.
So, my thinking on this is pretty simple, and it's again, maybe I'm just dead wrong, and Haslam is 100% committed to Barry and Stefanski the entire time through. My theory on it is that I don't believe that Haslam wanted to fire Barry and Stefanski after this last year, because the pool of coaches you would have been able to get in, obviously not the greatest for what is a 3-win team, and then a team with no quarterback position settled, and a lot of places you had to go ahead and fill up. So he didn't want to start that new head coach, the new front office, basically in a losing position to then have the 3-4-5-win season. But he would let Stefanski and Barry take all those losses while thinking that they have their job intact.
I think Jimmy Haslam still believes in both Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, and I think part of that belief is because he's been so quick-triggered earlier in his ownership. But make no mistake about it, if it's more of the same, the Browns, like, this is not a roster that's extremely talented, but they do possess some players that can, you know, primarily Myles Garrett, but that can significantly impact the game and do really good things on the football field. We've seen it. We've seen flashes from certain guys. That we need to see more consistency. But I think for me, like, he's got to show what we've seen when his teams have made the postseason. He's got to show that he's setting up his teams for. You can only judge that week in and week out. But I don't agree that because he has them looked at the coaching pool that was available, that he stuck with Stefanski that way. I actually think that's giving Haslam too much credit. I think Haslam looked at the fact that I don't think Kevin Stefanski wanted Deshaun Watson and wanted to change the amount that he was asked to change last year. Let him run his offense, let him run the team the way he wants to, and if they're losing and losing badly, then he goes down. Then he deserves to get fired. I didn't feel he deserved to get fired. I still don't feel he deserves to get fired. I think on Sunday afternoon he shows why he's still the football coach of this team.
John, real quick, because your phone was making you sound like a computer at the end of that first answer, give us that prediction for week one here.
Yeah, one
Browns,
more time.
Bengals.
Browns 24, Bengals 20.
There we go.
Cleveland wins this game with a fourth quarter Flacco drive. The defense finds a way. Burrow gets sacked 5 times in this game.
Mm. We agree on that, John. I said Burrow is going to get sacked 4 or 5 times in this game.
John, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Go Browns.
Nice job, John. Thank you.
Go Browns. Talk to you guys Tuesday. Thanks.
John Fanta, NBC Sports on the Fan Hotline, joins us every Tuesday. This week's The Anomaly. He'll be back on Tuesday, where we will definitely play that sound for him if the Browns lose in the same way that if the Browns get blown out, we've got some sound for Monday to
play. We can find the humor in all this, right? Is everyone just finding the humor in all this? Ken and Anthony couldn't find you to say that there's a guarantee at all. So then we just had John do it. And so it was like they got their guy. Yep. If the goal for the morning show was to get somebody of substance to say the Browns are guaranteed locked in with a win, you got your guy. It's John Fanta.
Now everybody's happy. Except that's maybe all. John if he gets jammed up tomorrow.
Maybe Jake Murren. I don't know.
Monday. You don't mess around with Murren. Nor Jake Murren, as some might call
him. Yeah, him too.
We'll react to what John had to say and talk about full confidence from the days of Full Chubb. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I do think the Browns within Cleveland, I think this is going to be the safest bet for all the media members who know. Mm-hmm. You're not picking them to win against the Ravens on the road.
You're not taking them against the Packers.
You're not taking them against the Lions. Maybe the Vikings, which is a game you pointed out, but the Steelers come around unless the Steelers aren't good. Like, this is like the easy, let's go ahead and take this, and let's take the Browns against the Bengals, because this one just feels the most plausible.
I know, which is bonkers. You should be like, Jonathan, why aren't you just taking the easy love and adulation from the locals? Why don't you just give them what they want? And I can't get my brain around the idea that I'm taking Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco and being like, yeah, Flacco's going to win this one. Like I have a hard time with it. I do. And I love the idea that in this series, it seems like historically we can just kind of throw the record books out and we can just kind of take it for what it is. I get all the other angles. I just have a really hard time with this one. I really do. But I have a hard time with the Ravens and the Packers games and the Lions games too.
Can I tell you the only thing that maybe last year did do that I think... So it's not impacting the way I feel about this game, but it does feel like even going into last year, the first time you played the Bengals, there was juice between those two teams. And because the Browns were such a non-factor last year, and now because the pendulum swung in such a different way that they've won three of the last four matchups, I think it's five of the last six overall, it does feel like at one point there was real heat between these two teams.
Yeah.
And now there doesn't.
Right around the time.
To me, that's what this Sunday's about, is bring a little heat back into this thing.
Right around the time when Bengals players were talking about Browns players on podcast, and people were like, why? You're supposed to be talking about the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And everyone was still fixated on Denzel Ward and MJ Emerson instead. Like there was juice. One thing about this game that is going to take the juice away a little bit. I don't know about you, but anytime it's a Bengals-Browns game, I want that on CBS. And this is a Fox game. And I don't love the idea of this game being on Fox.
All right. I know I already bagged on him on
the morning
show. I like
Fox graphics. I don't hate it. It's not a thing that way. It just doesn't seem like AFC North football to me.
I don't love the Fox C team.
Kugler and Daryl Johnston? Is that what you heard?
I like Moose and I like Kevin Kugler.
Kugler's good.
Unless it's like Greg Olsen. I can't even say I like the A team anymore with Tom Brady. He's like part of the A team. But like when it was Greg Olsen and Burkhardt, I was like, oh, this is awesome. Right? Like this is what it should be. And in fairness, I don't love it when it's like Archuleta and Spiro Ditas.
We got so much Archuleta and Spiro Ditas.
By the way, we're going to have more. We're going to have more this year.
We got so much.
Aren't any good.
So many Archuleta games.
But I guess maybe because I think the difference between like this, CBS's one is Nance and Romo.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just that I think CBS announcers are white noise to me. That I just notice it when it was Burkhart and Olsen, or in fairness, Buck and Aikman. Those two crews were so good.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Then I noticed the difference for the other Fox crews, but where I don't with CBS, because I don't think any of them are all that inspired.
Well, even beyond the announcers, though, it's just a different presentation. The whole thing is different. And so
I do like, with you, what you said, I do like the graphics better on Fox.
But there's just a part of that game that just feels like it should be on CBS.
Yeah.
And it just isn't, which is different. By the way, Mary Kay having it out here today, that Miles Garrett wasn't outside of practice today on Thursday, not in the early part open to the media.
Mm. That would make sense, right? That day, I would assume, on a Thursday.
It's a little odd, though, all things considered, because it's not like historically Miles Garrett has done a lot of this on vet days, but also ramping up to week one of the season, that is a little peculiar.
I think it's
noteworthy.
I will tell you, that is noteworthy, so good looking out for you for pulling that on air. If you want to talk about me backpedaling off the confidence in a Browns win, if for some reason Miles is like a 50% on Sunday... Mm-hmm. Or if there's something we don't know about, I reserve the right to backpedal like Deion Sanders in 1994.
Yeah.
If there's some sort of Miles news out there that they're going to drop on us tomorrow at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock at night for the Friday news.
Which from
night.
A take perspective is actually, it's a golden sweet spot of sorts. Because you get to then be rah-rah for the locals and have like the great take for, you know, back in the Browns and everything. And then it gets to remove you of the take right before the game anyway.
Don't love it. Can I ask you if
it does, though, watch you off.
If Quinshon had signed 2 weeks ago and he was going to play on Sunday, would you feel better about the Browns game plan knowing the intent is to establish the run on Sunday?
Probably not, because you're going to have to go in a shootout anyway. Like with Joe Burrow in this game, I think Burrow's going to score 30 plus points, I would imagine. Just based off the idea that's all he was doing last year. Now, I'm open to the idea that this Browns defense is what it was 2 years ago instead of what it was last year. And if that's the case, then maybe you just got a right recipe. But there's just so many things that are against it. So, no, I don't think that would change my perception of this one.
I think this is a great spotlight for Jerome Ford. I think we've all slept on Jerome a little bit because they drafted two kids.
I've always liked Jerome Ford.
And by the way, we'd like both the kids they drafted. I think Dylan Sand, if you said by the end of the season, who's the leading rusher, I can't definitively tell you it's Jerome Ford. I think this is a good matchup for him because that's not a great defense, and I think the Browns are going out there with an intent to show that they can establish the run and play keep away with Joe Burrow, because that's how you keep it from getting into a shootout. I kind of think this would be a good game to buy Jerome Ford stock in.
I mean, I like Jerome Ford. I've always liked Jerome Ford. He's averaged over 5 yards a carry. Like he's wildly productive and just does not get nearly the credit that I've always thought that he deserved. I'm also kind of surprised at the idea that Dylan Sampson didn't just really run with the opportunity that so far they've been presented to him.
He's so young, I'm not worried about that. But it's interesting because I've heard Jerome lumped in with Dylan, and I might be guilty of it too, calling them change of pace backs. I think Jerome has proven in his time here, he is more than that. He just hasn't been given the opportunity to truly go with it, and nor has he played in front of a great offensive line. Like, I always thought when the Quinshon news came down, he's likely facing a 6-game suspension. When the hell is he going to sign? All the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As important as I think he is for the future, specific to this year, I have 100% confidence in Jerome Ford as RB1. And what that's really predicated on is I think this offensive line is healthy, and I think that gives him a chance to show what he can really do. I think we're at a point where the dude is underrated a bit.
I think you're right. And I do think at this point, I mean, he's never going to have a better advantage than what it is in week one when you do have four guys that are 30 years and older and they're all healthy and they're out in the field and they're ready to go. Like the offensive line is so key in all of this. And so for Jerome to have that opportunity. Now, again, it wouldn't surprise me if even Jerome had one of those patented 65-yard runs for a touchdown that he has.
See, that what's interesting is, this would be the kind of game where
if they're going to end up in a really tight game by the end of it, I would expect a Jerome Ford massive play, a 35, 40-yarder down the sidelines.
But I do think, and I know you're on the same board with this, but I also think it wouldn't surprise me if he was just, because I think sometimes people have used that against him. Oh, he had 15 carries, and one of them was a 60-yard carry.
Yeah.
It's like, by the way, a lot of running backs in the NFL do that.
Well, that's doing the Dylan Gabriel, where it's like, outside of those two interceptions, it's like, no, we have to count it all. We can't just get rid of plays and say that he didn't do a good job because he had a 65-yard run and a touchdown.
Yeah, listen.
That makes people's weeks.
Out of the 160 yards he ran for, half of it came on two plays. Uh-huh. Did he still run for 160 yards?
Did you get the Mary Kay update?
No, what was
that? Okay, so Mary Kay just said Myles Garrett was out with a hip injury today.
I'm not starting this. I'm not doing it. I'm not reacting.
That's what the team announced.
He's going to be fine on Sunday. Myles is going to be... I'm this is not a report.
This doesn't move off any sort of anything with your thought processes on Sunday?
Nope. If anything, I'm one closer to John Fanting and just guaranteeing a week one.
Do we have to call up Fanta and see if he still guarantees that win after this news?
Maybe I'll text him.
Does he want to call back in and be like, hey, before they play that tomorrow morning, we didn't have the Myles Garrett news.
Until I get a
different
report. We'll find
out the severity, obviously, of the hip injury.
That's what I was going to say. Until I get the report that this is a meaningful injury. Remember, he played with two foot injuries last year.
Remember also last year he was playing with that because Aditi had on the broadcast that he was making a point that that's what leadership is. I am curious to know how many points Myles is going to have to try to make about leadership this year in that direction. Like, if I'm Myles, I got my money, I got paid. Maybe it's not a great season. Maybe he makes a few more business decisions than what we've seen in the past.
Listen, leadership is playing through multiple injuries on a 3-14 team immediately at the end of the season, requesting a very public trade. And then 5 weeks later, leadership is caving for $40 million a year. That, friends, is leadership. Thank you very much.
I'm just telling you what Aditi said on the broadcast. He said that he was playing through it all, and in his words, it was all about trying to showcase to everyone that even in a bad season, essentially, you play through pain, you play through injuries, and that's how you get it done. I'm dying to know how invested Myles will be in playing through some of these injuries this year.
And that's what leadership is. Do you have full confidence in Jerome Ford? Is RB1... The update on the quarterback Deadpool, it's good to be the king. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We have been tasked with, we're trying to keep ourselves honest with the potential race in Cleveland 2, the number one pick. About a week ago, we drafted our quarterback Deadpools. Jake Murren's been helping us out on this one as he is the afternoon drive quarterback Deadpool commissioner. So the teams are Nick, Mac, and JP, and we welcome in the commissioner, Jake Murren. Hi, Jake. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
We let you cook early in the show. My quarterback Deadpool roster cooked this weekend. I've been eating a lot this week, and it feels good.
Listen, did I need to put my quarterback Deadpool maybe in the oven for a little bit longer to let it cook a little bit more? Yeah, maybe. But I did have a quarterback.
Happens to a lot of people.
I did have a quarterback that, out of all the quarterbacks we're going to discuss today, had the most amount of touchdowns and also had the most amount of passing yards. And so maybe we're not off to as bad of a start as maybe people thought.
Yeah, and about the other two quarterbacks?
Not as great.
Okay.
Not as great.
Just wondering. All right, Jake, let's get a rundown here of just the skinny of the quarterback Deadpools here.
Yeah, so Nick, I believe you had the third and final pick in the draft. You ended up with Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. JP, you had the second pick. You ended up with Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Sam Levitt. Mac, with the first overall pick, took Lenora Sellers. Followed that up with Fernando Mendoza and Aiden Childs.
Now, I'm as you guys know, my quarterbacks combined for 654 passing yards and four touchdowns. And I believe their record was 3-0. So I'm feeling...
Well, if we're going by that metric, then mine My Nedger's beaten yards and touchdowns.
How about win-loss record, though?
Well, that's not a quarterback stat.
I would disagree. Mac, how'd your quarterbacks do there?
Passing the eye test. Yeah. From watching their games, they did a really good job. Aiden Chow is happy with him. Mendoza doing a really good job against Old Dominion over the weekend. And then
you brought stats to the table, and you're like, they passed the eye test.
I sat down and watched Old Dominion.
You can tell who cares about the quarterback Deadpool and who's just like, it's 3:45 on a Thursday. Let's do this.
Now,
okay, in fairness, nobody had a bigger stock bump this week than Lenora Sellers. Because a lot more people paid attention to South Carolina versus Virginia Tech because
it was on in the open window and it was the only game that mattered.
It was also Beamer Ball. It was Shane Beamer versus the school that retired his dad to hire Justin friggin' Fuente.
It was on the right time for people to watch because it's every now and again you just have those games in those windows. And I honestly feel like South Carolina ends up in that slot a lot. We're just like, I'm watching South Carolina football again. That's how I watched like 5 Lenora Sellers games last year.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened to be on in that slot, in that window where it's like, this is the best game that's on. Okay.
I also have a slight...
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Let's say soft spot for South Carolina, because I know how people in the Carolinas talk about the Gamecocks program, and it's just such an afterthought. And so we're rooting for Shane Beamer, who's a great dude legitimately, and Lenore Sellers, who's a great kid legitimately. And the idea that Clemson's back, and that's kind of robbed people of paying attention to what could be a really good South Carolina team. All right,
Is Clemson back? Is that what you said?
Yes, even though they lost.
And who's the quarterback of that?
I almost said Doug Nussmeier. Not Garrett Nussmeier, the presumptive number one pick in
the draft. No, you're right. It's Cade Klubnik. And so
how did Cade do, by the way?
If they're back, that means Klubnik never left.
I think
I don't feel great about it right now.
I think
now.
He left the club.
I don't feel great about it now.
I think he left the club early, went home.
Here's on my drafting. Unlike our fantasy football draft where I got an A and was ranked the number one team in the entire fantasy football draft.
What a flex.
This draft didn't go as well for me. Oh, I noticed we didn't do a segment on that, by the way. I noticed that didn't turn out to be any conversation.
Yeah, because fantasy football drafts don't matter.
Yeah, well, all right.
If you hoist a championship, it matters. But, I mean... Bragging about fantasy football draft results and what ESPN gave you is a little bit like sniffing your own farts.
The moment Mayfield of Dreams starts to struggle, all of a sudden we're going to have a 10-minute block for what's going on in our fantasy football draft. But it, you know,
especially when Flack to the Future lights
draft,
that ass up.
Best draft in the league, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't see that on the runway rundown anywhere. So the point is, I blame the draft position more than anything. I was forced to take Cade Klubnik. There was no other option.
After
he took Sellers, there was no other option. Yeah, I had to take Klubnik.
Garrett Nussmeier, who I then took with the first round
had
pick.
To take Klubnik. It was the move. And then at number five overall, here's where hand up. I got a little greedy Williams on this one. I didn't have to take Arch Manning.
You didn't have to.
And I don't regret taking Arch Manning.
It seems like you regret taking Arch Manning.
But I'm not sure that was the wisest decision for the quarterback Deadpool.
I thought it was really
wise. I love
wise.
The Sam Levitt pick. I think that one's going to pay off. Do I want
the one guy that had a good week?
Am I thinking right now about Josh Hoover? Is he a furry? Is he not a furry? I'm not really sure. I don't know if we'll ever truly find out. Reverse Google images say he is not a furry, but that's neither here nor there.
Stock in both the fur community and in the college football community is through the roof.
Did I watch Josh Hoover play a dynamic game and make MJ cry? Yeah,
ooh,
I did.
Does that sound like somebody's getting ready to cut a certain player?
We're not there yet. And this is I'm going to have to do the worst thing you can possibly do in sports talk radio. Let's see how this plays out.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to let it play out.
See, I mean, I can do that because I'm undefeated, and I'm playing Bethune-Cookman, Louisiana Tech, and Florida International this weekend, so I'm about to be 6-0.
A lot of powerhouses. Wait, so is that the metric that we're using? Is quarterback wins off of this?
No, but my wins came against better teams. Like, your loss came to it. That's a good loss by Cade Klubnik.
What did
Cam
Ward finish at with Miami last year? To go 1-1. Is that like a 4 or 5 loss season somewhere with Miami?
I mean,
maybe
listen,
3?
You can defend your turf all you want.
I'm just saying.
It's okay. You had a bad draft and you're defensive
about
it.
We're focused on the 2025 NFL draft, not the win-loss record of these college football programs.
Now, Commissioner, I don't know if you would okay this trade. This is where this kind of comes in here. And again, we're playing our quarterback Deadpool here, where our teams are drafted. And now it is, do we have week one buyer's remorse? I am willing to offer up a Carson Beck for Arch Manning trade. Now, it should be noted, I don't know that I'm willing to officially offer it. I might float it across the deck.
And if what are you officially waiting for? Are you waiting for me to stamp down and be like, are you waiting for me to be like, yes, I'd love to do it, and then you'd be like, psych?
I'm not doing it.
I'll tell you right now, I'm not doing it.
Well, then I'm not offering
it. In fact, my representatives over here, they laughed you off the phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, they big
you're
ha-ha.
The one lusting for
big
a furry quarterback,
ha-ha.
Not me.
No. Reverse Google image search says he is not a furry.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested.
Yeah.
I can't get over the furry part. Reverse Google images suggest that was not him.
Someone realized he was in some swamp water and wanted to get out of.
That was not him. And I'm interested. I'm interested in what Hoover has to offer.
All right.
In fact, I'd pick him up off the waivers before I would ever even entertain this deal. I would drop Arch Manning and pick up Hoover before I'd even consider Carson Beck.
Oh, my God. You are going to look like such a fool in about 4 weeks from now.
Oh, sure.
When Carson Beck is like a Heisman frontrunner, an early Heisman frontrunner.
Maybe dating the other Cavender twin. Give me a serious quarterback while we're at it.
He got twins? He's got twins? I'm sorry.
You just went to the Coors Light commercial from 25
sure
years
as hell
ago.
I did.
Jake doesn't even know what you're referencing right now. It was a Super Bowl commercial, Jake. And it was everywhere.
You are lashing out at everybody here because your quarterbacks stink.
Am I on the defense? You bet your ass I'm on the defense right now.
Too bad Clemson wasn't on the defense.
You saw how my quarterbacks played week one.
I sure did.
You think I'm going to be all smiles and rainbows?
Yeah. I tweeted after every one of their bad performances. It was quite enjoyable.
We just got to let it see it play out just a little bit longer. I'm interested
in
Hoover.
How much longer? I'm going to call you right now. You got one more bad Arch performance in you.
Well, so that's the thing, though. If he has another bad performance or even just another couple bad performances off of whatever, like, no way Arch is going to be like, I'm staying and college, or I'm sorry, I'm going to the pros, screw college.
I mean, Drew Aller was pretty average for most of last year, had two good games in the playoffs, and people were like, maybe you should go to the pros.
Well, so I was holding on to the Will Howard side of this, but then even with Will Howard, going on that premier stretch after Michigan, still only ended up getting him in the fifth round. It's not like he skyrocketed to the top, but you can show really quickly in those playoffs. If you have the goods,
I mean,
you have the goods.
Who's going to pick up Arch if you drop him right now for the furry Hoover?
You will. You just try to offer me Carson Beck for him, and then I laughed you off the phone.
No. I floated an idea, but I never fully submitted an offer. This is like the A.J. McCarron for second and third round picks thing.
Like, you mean like a fax machine?
I thought about it, but I never hit send on the fax machine.
Is my team down bad right now? Yes. Yes, they are. Are we overreacting to week one? No. Only losers overreact to week one.
Team is down bad for a furry.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, you should definitely think about dropping Aiden Childs.
Absolutely.
He looked really mad.
Yeah, I don't know what you were doing.
Ooh,
with
you
that
should. Bit. That's what you should do. You should get the furry on your team.
If you take my
and
furry,
then hold him hostage.
If you take my furry,
take his furry.
The furry is all yours.
No, I don't want the.
Well,
furry.
Remember this. He's not.
He's lusting for the furry.
Wait, can I add a fourth quarterback while they don't? While they just keep three? Is that what I was just propositioned with by Mac?
No,
the furry's
he's
all
not
mine.
The commissioner?
Well, no, Jake's no. the commissioner.
I'm saying you can go and pick.
I'm asking the commissioner if that was a legal move.
No, teams of three.
Now, will there be a point where we could go to four?
Well, we'll have to discuss that and see.
Ooh, look at that. That's not committal.
I do think it might
that's
make
like
our...
That's like a Taylor Swift, Roger Goodell. Maybe.
If we're talking about roster movement, I think four might be good because then we can have some waiver wire pickups and we can have all sorts
the
of...
The league rejects this. You're spinning your wheels over there because of a quarterback that's going to go in the fifth round anyways in Furry Hoover. No.
What is the quarterback Deadpool right now? Wait until Jonathan drops Arch Manning before we see movement?
I like that. Yeah, I like that one quite a bit.
We can't do that every week.
Well, that's what I was going to do next. Yeah.
If we add a fourth into play, then I can pick up Hoover. You guys can pick up two Jamokes, and we can get cooking.
I don't want to pick up two Jamokes because I would have number one in the waiver claim because I had the last draft pick in that, so I would just pick up Hoover. That's so good. My God, this game theory is getting me there. He is incensed.
So I'm assuming no changes this week, guys. You are first on the waiver wire, Nick. If you wanted to add or drop any quarterbacks.
Yeah, thanks, Commissioner. After he lays out the rules for you.
Then you would be second, and then Mac would be third. That's what I was waiting on to see if I had to make any changes. And if
you know,
these
guys,
teams
if
are going
to
be moved.
You want to go to four quarterbacks, let's go to four quarterbacks right now. Who's in? You down, Mac?
I'm good with my three for right now.
Are you sure you don't know a fourth quarterback? So maybe that's the problem? I'm doubting your college football knowledge right now.
Oh, man. He said we had to dumb proof the segment for you. I can't believe it.
I just didn't know if this was like the WNBA.
Spicy.
I'm just challenging you. Can you think of a fourth quarterback that you would have?
No Google.
He doesn't have one.
Oh,
that was dirty pool.
Oh, no, down goes Mac.
I was trying to nag him into giving me the fourth quarterback so I could take the furry Hoover just to show you what's what. Backfired. It backfired. Jake, Commissioner. By the way, I stay number one in the waiver wire, right?
Yeah, I believe so. You'll stay at number one because there were no changes, no additions this week.
You're the commissioner. You get to make the rules. He just bullied you into giving him the waiver wire claim.
That's how that works. He didn't make any moves. Nobody made any moves.
What I heard was Nick making up the rules.
If you had stones.
Nick making up the rules, and you just complying to it.
If you had stones, because
you didn't have the authority.
You just make a move. You didn't change the waiver wire.
You didn't have the authority to go ahead and overrule him, which makes your whole commissionership is under question as of right now.
Now you're trying to bully Jake. Jeez. Somebody's trying to be on the morning show. The call is coming from inside the Bengals. Murren. It's Murren. The call is coming from inside the Bengals house. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.